morning. I'm Rob Hakala. This is the South Shore's Morning News. Every week at this time, we check in with our tech guy. That's David Snell over at AxSmart IT, now in Wareham. David, good morning.
And good morning to you, Rob.
All right, so this week we're going to be talking about Apple, specifically an Apple online event that just wrapped up, right?
Exactly. They seem to be, from what I'm seeing on the news, the only company that's in a good position for the holiday shopping season with all the new items they've released in the past month or so with the iPhone 13 and a bunch of other things. Now, as of yesterday, their online event wrapped up, and they've introducing new Macs, some new AirPods, and even a new plan for Apple Music.
Yeah, so, can we talk more about that specifically? Because This, as you talk about, is to undercut Spotify. So this is a good place for Apple to be in.
Exactly. The only challenge with this is that it doesn't have spatial audio, which is one of the premium features that you would get with a normal Apple Music. But I'm not so sure that that makes a big difference for folks who just want to listen to music. And then you have to also say, "Hey Siri," because that's how you get the access to the music on the new voice plan.
Okay, so it's a voice plan, but as you say, it's affordable at $4.99 a month. That is not a bad price point.
Exactly. I mean, getting all of the Apple Music catalog. So for $5 a month, you're doing pretty good.
Okay, so that could be a good thing for them. We'll see if that cuts into that market and maybe cuts into what Spotify is doing. So that's a good thing. And then you were also mentioning new AirPods.
Yeah, so these are the AirPods that you see, the white things sticking out of people's ears on TV everywhere every day.
Yeah.
They've come up with a new version, and it's going to cost $179. They're going to hit the store shelves next week. And they're targeting this third-generation AirPod. There's more powerful base than the previous models, and now 6 hours of battery life before they have to be recharged. So I guess that's pretty good. You need to listen to music. Oh, but if you're listening to on those pods for 6 hours, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty good. You can listen to a full opera. Okay.
Yeah.
Or something else. But 6 hours, no, that's good. I mean, everybody wants for everything a longer battery life. I mean, I think that seems to be everyone's complaint with a lot of the wireless type things is, when it drains down quickly.
Yeah, almost anything that has a battery. And I don't think there's really any way that you can plug in the AirPods to something while you're using them.
Yeah, so
the wireless charging safe. So
6 hours for an AirPod, that's great. And then new colors for the HomePod Mini.
The HomePod Mini, that's the Amazon contestant, I guess, for their smart speaker. $99, and now it was only available in white and dark gray previously, but now it comes in orange, yellow, and blue. And who knows what other colors are down the road for the new Apple HomePod?
I imagine, yeah, they can. You can make any color you want. I don't know why they limit it to these kind of things, right? I mean, they have every color blender available, and so why not have every kind of speaker? I mean, I know normally they go with the white and dark gray, right, for Apple.
Yeah, and the dark gray is what almost everyone else uses for their entry-level product, so it's very familiar. But now folks are dressing up their homes, so orange, I'm not sure about orange, maybe for Halloween, but yellow and blue would certainly fit into some home decor.
Yeah, and finally, let's squeeze this in, the new 14-inch MacBook Pro, but a pretty hefty price tag.
Yeah, well, it's probably a little bit higher than their last release, but this has the brand new M1 Pro and the M1 Max chips, the processors that Apple says is much faster than laptops that use the Intel chips. Now, I'm sure Intel will take exception to that, and we'll see the battle draw forward during the holidays. But for $19.99, you get a 14-inch model. And the 16-inch model comes in at $24.99. Pre-orders began just yesterday when they released it, and they're going to be shipping next week. So that's what I'm saying. Apple has all this product ready to ship, so they're not going to be stuck with all these problems with the containers sitting off the coast of San Francisco or stuff coming overseas. They've already got it on this continent.
Oh, wow. Okay. No, you're right. That because, obviously we're hearing a lot about, if something is delayed or it's not around or it's missing from a shelf, you say supply chain problem, and that covers
exactly.
But if Apple,
except for the guy who forgot to order it last week.
Yeah, but you know? I guess if Apple's got all this this stuff out there, they should have the ability, I guess, to make a lot of sales right this holiday season.
Yeah, it looks like they're going to have a bang up holiday season, and see who follows behind with all these types of new products for the holidays.
All right, David Snell. If people want to read more, they can go to your blog, right? How do people do that?
AxeSmartIT.com. Click on my blog link. And we can get all the information from there.
All right, David Snell, AxeSmart IT in Wareham. Thank you, David.
Have a great day, Rob.
You too. That is AxeSmartIT.com.